It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever had happen in my career.
Are you thinking about the thing I said earlier? Are you thinking? You're a piece of shit. You're 100% thinking about the thing that I can't say, but it's so funny that now you're laughing and being like, okay.
You gotta cut that. You gotta cut the second of me laughing.
Oh, no, because that's not
why. Well, you can put this as a clip. You can separately do a clip, like a blooper clip.
Don't tell Nicole how to do her job.
Put that at the top. You know how that works? That's a good idea.
A cold open.
Yeah.
Yes, a cold open.
He's just laughing so hard.
A Nicole open. Don't try to take what I was saying. I was saying that.
Nicole open. Welcome back to another episode of Only Fans with me, Karen Elizabeth Fian. And fresh off his Tonight Show appearance, it's three-peat guest, Joseph Elizabeth Liss.
Thank you very much, everybody. Why isn't Nicole clapping?
She is.
Thank you. Happy to be here. My God.
Killed it on the Tonight Show last night, man.
Thank you. Am I the earliest guest that's ever been here this early? Because I've been here since like 10:45 outside.
Well, last week, Andre showed up like 20 minutes early. But no, you're different, though, because I'm actually friends. You're a friend. I'm not like uncomfortable like when you're here. Andre was like, look, get out of here, you fucking.
He was like, oh, I'm too early. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Is this chocolate or a freckle? I'm not that familiar with you. It just came off. So I'm thinking chocolate. I like that. We've been talking for about 45 minutes, and I just went ahead and waited until the cameras were rolling to let you know.
Off?
Yeah, you got it off. There's some other shit, but I think it lives on your face.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's probably like moles and stuff.
Yeah, just gross facialness. but no, thank you. I was on The Tonight Show.
How many times have you been on The Tonight Show?
Two. I've done one Letterman, two Conans, one Cord, and two Tonight Shows. Netflix half hour, three YouTube specials, Comedy Central half hour. How you doing, folks? Still can't sell a ticket.
Yeah, you can. You sold out all your shows at the Mothership.
Yes, I did. If you build a comedy club that's a giant tourist attraction, people think Joe Rogan might show up, I will sell that out.
That was fun.
That was a great time. Thanks for coming.
That was a great time. I talked about it alone on my podcast, but we haven't talked about it together.
It was a great time. I mean, I rented a house that you'd offered no money for.
Multiple times I offered to pay for the house and Joe refused my money.
That's right.
He kept going, he wouldn't let me pay for breakfast. I offered to pay for things. I snuck bought you one smoothie.
You forgot the main ingredient. It had no bananas in it.
I didn't make your fucking smoothie. I just ordered it.
Yeah, but you ordered it wrong. I can tell. There was no banana, which a smoothie without a banana is like a dick without balls. There's no point.
Well, that's kind of like the person I ordered it from. They were like a binary type.
Oh, that is going to be about me. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that going on.
Ordered it for. But it's.
There's two genders, folks. Let's get the views. Let's get the algorithm going. Two. Yeah, count them. One, two.
You say red pill stuff when I take off a sock.
Ah, jeez, that stinks.
Does it? Probably smells good. I did a nice 30-minute, well, it's really, you can really squeeze a few minutes out of them there. You just change the timer. Don't tell them I do that.
Where is there for the people at home that don't know what you're talking about?
Clean Market. There's, I think, two or three of them in Manhattan. Do you know where Manhattan is? It's real New York.
I know Manhattan Beach. I did a joke about it last night on The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show. Watch this set right here.
Are you gonna put a thing in?
It'd be hilarious if she did.
Louis and I did a whole video that promoting the movie, and we kept pointing at things, and we just had the guy never put them in, which was fun.
Link right here. Link right there. Check out the link.
So wait, what are you talking about? Market?
Yeah, it's my health place.
And you get minutes? You can spend minutes there?
You can do 30, 45, or 60 infrared saunas, 176 degrees.
When you said market, I thought it was like a market.
It's also a market.
Like fruit. You can buy fruit and then get a suntan.
It's not a suntan. It's a sauna. There's no suntanning.
Gotcha. That's
you can IV drip. You can get a lymphatic drainage massage.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Everyone does.
Okay. Nobody did for 7,000 years?
No, they have. It's actually an ancient practice. People just used to do it just with like their hands and stuff, especially like Chinese people, Asian people.
Does Andre Kim do it?
Yeah, without knowing. He's always fucking touching himself. Fucking weirdo. Eating boogers. Hey.
Yeah.
Great job on The Tonight Show.
Thank you, my friend.
How does it feel? Like, do you just feel like invincible? Like you just stack up late night appearances, like chains on your fucking armor?
No, well, I didn't do it for a long time. I didn't do it for like six. That was my first one in 6 years.
Really?
Because
Lara's been doing them all.
Ian Lara does them, and that's why I got a purple suit, a tribute to Ian Lara. I wanted to go full black guy.
I thought you were say The Temptations.
No, but. I went the purple suit, Paul Smith. I have a great story about the suit if you want to hear it.
Of course.
But Tuesdays with Stories fans that are listening to this might have to fast forward because they hate when we repeat because we bank episodes sometimes. Are you pulling up a photo? Yeah, I might as well pull up a photo. Let the folks at home see what we're talking about here.
That was so well fitted.
Thank you.
It looked as if you got it custom made.
Well, it did. It's called Taylor.
Who took that pick?
Matt Salicus, one of the greats.
Yeah.
Who you don't know somehow.
He probably knows me.
Of course he knows you. Yeah, you're a star.
Yeah, it's a great suit. When the guys tailor it, do they fucking put their hands up there?
They touch my dick?
Yeah.
I asked them to, and they obliged. I gave them an extra $100. No, I did have to give them some money. So you want to hear the story?
Yeah.
And the lady...
It's a service.
I'm afraid that she's going to
hear. Put your balls
this.
On her head? What'd you do?
No, I didn't...
Did you rest your testicles on her head?
No, she's like me tooing me.
What do you mean?
Yeah. So I went to Bloomingdale's to get a suit. I went Friday. I should have gone earlier. The taping was on Monday. I went Friday and you got to get a suit. That's part of the fun. You know, you get it late night, you go shopping, you spend all the money on the outfit. So I went, I usually wear Ted Baker, but Ted Baker had all like stripy bullshit. That's
too loud.
What's the word?
Too busy.
On TV. It Moyers.
The pattern. Oh,
you know that Moyers? Word?
No.
Moyers, like when it looks like it's moving. You know this word? Yeah, you're a camera person. You must know.
Oh, look at that.
Moyers.
Thank you.
So I went over to this other section and I went and found Paul Smith, who I had heard is like more affordable, but nice. So I found the suit. This lady starts helping me out and I buy the suit. $1,000. No big whoop. No big whoop. You're not the only wealthy comic around here. So... I buy the suit. I try it on. To me, it looks like a regular suit. I look great. She's like, you got to talk to the tailor. You need to get it tailored. The tailor comes in. He looks at it. He's like, we got to do this. We got to pull this. We got to suck your dick. We got to touch your asshole.
You liked it when you first put it on? You had no issues?
Yeah, but I don't know fashion. I'm a
fucking idiot. You don't
know
your own body and how it fits in clothes?
No.
Like every time I've gotten something tailored, I've been like, oh, this could be fitted here better.
What do you feel about this sweater?
Why would I get this tailored? This is comfy. I'm not trying to impress anyone. No offense.
You're on television, though.
No, I'm not.
This is television.
This is BoobTube.
Anyways, so you got to get it tailored, and I'm like, great, okay, well, I need it by, like, tomorrow.
Right, like, do it now.
And they're like, no, it won't be ready until Tuesday. And I was like, well, I need it Monday. And the guy's like, no, can't do it, the tailor guy. Then the saleswoman, she's, like, in the mirror like this. And I'm like, I don't understand. This guy's saying he can't do it. And right. She's like, don't even worry about it. He's a fucking crazy person. But I'm like, well, I'm not buying $1,000 suit
right,
if I can't wear the fucking
right,
thing.
Right, yeah.
So I go, all right, well, can we do express tailor? She's like, we'll do express. It's $25. And I'm like, great. And he's like, that still won't be ready. It'll be ready at 6 p.m. Monday night. Sorry.
Why is this guy fucking, he's trying to squeeze you for more money?
Yes.
I like it.
So then.
Capitalism.
I'm like, I talk to the lady and I'm like. He just said, it's like Ace Ventura. I'm like,
yeah.
Your wife just said she expects more than a minute. I'm like, he said, I can't get the suit. And she's like, well, I'll talk to him. And I was like, well, is it like a matter of money? Because I'll pay whatever. I need the suit. I like the suit. And she's like, well, if you want to do that. And I was like, oh, like, so I can give him money? And she's
like, you weren't like, wasn't I clear from the beginning, bitch?
Well, so she's like, okay. She's like, why don't I go talk to him? And I'm like, all right. Then she comes back and she goes, yeah, so if you want to give him money. And I was like, well, I have $4 on me. And she's like, well, he said there's an ATM. Like he had already, I swear to God, she had already discussed the ATM.
You had to grease the guy.
So I had to go to the ATM and I gave him $60.
And that's like not, where's the receipt for that? That's just fucking money for him.
That's just gone. No tax. Like, right, I can't claim it. And I felt like Albert Brooks. I'm like, I've never done this. I don't really know how this works.
So you paid him $60 so he could cup your balls.
No, he did it. He had already measured and he chalked it.
He had already cupped them. Yes. He should have been paying you.
I agree. Only lists. Hello, folks.
Hello.
So I gave him $60.
This
and
is the great story? I'm sorry.
I dislike you.
No, but so far it's just like a pretty run-of-the-mill haggling story. Go on.
You don't live near me. This is far. I came far.
I know. I come.
And by the way, we just talked about this.
Far to your house too.
I mean, I guess once. Yeah,
more than
and
once.
And I paid for your Lyft.
Three times. And,
and
no,
I
you
have
didn't.
A baby.
One time you did.
But you get to see a baby.
I do love that baby.
I don't get to see shit. I got Mabel and you locked her in the fucking other room because you're like, she hates you. She's going to bite your face off.
I never said that. That's your inner monologue.
That's true. That was really mean. What you just did. What? I mean, I volunteered my time. I came here. I did the Tonight Show yesterday.
I'm
I should
sorry,
have been my child. I volunteered
I
to come here.
I tell you that I have a great story.
I didn't say great story. Did I say great? I said a story.
All right. You're right.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I'm sorry. Now I feel bad. Now I feel severely guilty when I didn't intend it. I just meant it as like a little joke.
No, it's funny.
Because
women are funny.
Because I assumed... We just hadn't read.
I haven't even got to the end
That's
of the story.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like.
So then. I go to the ATM. I'm at the ATM. I'm pressing my code in. And I feel a fuck in my back.
Shut the fuck up. You just made that up while I told mom. you made up a fucking robbery in the 20 seconds.
I was building the story.
You're such a liar.
I'm building. All of a sudden, I feel a fucking pressure in my lower back. And I thought it was like soda or Lewis or something.
Kidney stones.
I go, whoa, what is this? And the guy goes, give me the fucking cash.
Shut up, Joelist.
He said, yeah, it was a large black man.
Doggy.
It was black. Three black guys. Three black men. And masks.
How'd you get out of it?
Diego Lopez.
How'd you know they were black if they had masks on?
They were thin masks, like the Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
And I turned around and I said, hey, listen, I don't want any trouble, but I'll tell you who does. This guy. And I fucking uppercut, swing, kick, fucked him up. No, but there was more to the actual story. Doesn't matter. I'll tell it on Tuesdays with stories with my partner who will yes and me and laugh and say all these great things. It'll be great.
Who'd you bring to the Tonight Show this time? Not
it's
me.
Not a bringer, dummy.
Not me. I know, but everybody like wants to go to the green room. Everybody wants to meet Jimmy Fallon. Who did you choose? Who did you deem most important?
Matt Wayne. You know Matt Wayne?
Yeah, of course I do. I like Matt Wayne.
Great guy. He opens for me on the road a bunch. He's hilarious. Matt Wayne.
I opened for you in Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
And I had to pay for everything. And Matt Salicus, wonderful photographer, dear friend. And then my manager and agent were there. And my niece, my beautiful niece, Cassidy, who lives right down the street from you.
She should come over. Does she like dogs?
She has a dog, yeah.
I had somebody bail last minute watching Mabel this weekend. So I'm kind of fucked.
Oh. Where are you going? You're going back to Michigan.
I know. Big Michigan.
Why are you doing Michigan twice in a row?
I don't have like one person streamlining my dates for me, so I just like say yes when I get offered stuff.
Oh my god.
I know.
Oh, Karen.
Shut up, Joe. I hate your guts today.
Oh my god. You don't have a person?
Should we talk about our... Shut up! You have like 100 people. You're like, I just met with this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy's going to dedicate his whole website to selling tickets for me.
I have an agent and a manager and a guy that I said I would hook you up with. I'm trying very hard to help you. You're not easy to help. Do you know that?
No. What's so unhelpable about me? Why am I uneasy to help?
This is a conversation for Mindful Metal Jacket. You got to come over.
Why can't you just shift your mindful metal head to this?
I don't know.
Why can't you put your metal helmet on right now?
I don't know. Well, like me, I feel like you have a negative self-image and you got to shed it and fucking get yourself on the Tonight Show and shoot a special. Let's shoot a goddamn comedy special. Karen Feehan, live.
Goddamn comedy special hosted by Josh Anna Myers.
That's not bad. And he's like, Karen Feehan. And then you come out and you do like a stage dive. Do you ever do comedy jam? Goddamn comedy jam?
No, I don't have confidence in my singing voice.
We belong.
I forgot I wanted to sing songs. What was that? So you're mad at me.
Before this, we were singing... Whose boots have you been under?
Whose bed have your boots been under.
I don't know the rest.
Me neither.
We sang that the whole time we were in Texas.
And then, if it makes you happy.
Wait, we should harmonize. Hold on. Wait,
yeah, but you went way off. Don't I be mad high. At me.
No. That's what I'm correcting myself. Right. You're see, this is your self-image. When I say, wait, we should do this.
I say, wait, you say gain. Wait.
Karen called me fat. She called me skinny fat before we were on air.
Skinny fat is a thing.
Yes, that I am, evidently, according to you. You're just fat. You're fat.
You work out, though. You just do the cardio classes with the other girls.
I do. It's me and a bunch of chicks. Hold on. Let me.
Best booty ever.
Let me hear you sing it, and then I'll find my spot.
Which song?
Stop with the drugs.
If it makes you happy.
That's very bad. Wait, I'll go.
It can't be that bad. If it makes you happy.
I feel like you're purposely singing bad. I think you can sing better than that.
If it may.
That was good. 3, 4.
If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad? That makes me want to sing like a Tom Petty song or something. 'Cause I'm free.
Feehan. What do you think of that?
Pretty good.
Karen Fee.
She's Feehan.
That's not bad. That could be the new intro song. Because yours sucks.
First of all, I really like my intro song. My intro song is my favorite part of the podcast. After it's over, I turn it off.
Same.
Once that beat's gone, I change the channel.
Karen Fee. Feehan.
Draw out a theme and I'll think of a song that matches it.
Dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? You've okay. Missed a couple.
Okay.
All right, now you do. You hit me with one.
I know, I'm gonna. Ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Sitting.
Sitting on a park. Wait, sitting on a dock of the bay. I was trying to do Cat Stevens for a second.
Yeah, but I'm glad you went.
The dog is literally howling. The dog's like, ooh.
Oh, she just wants to be, she's their pack animal. She wants to be a part of this.
I left my home in Georgia. Headed for the Frisco Bay. But I've got nothing to live for. Looks like nothing's gonna come my way. So, you can't take a sip, you fucking dummy.
I was kind of come back in. Maybe focus on yourself.
It's a good point. You're right. Character defect.
This is fun. All right, now your turn.
For us, I don't know about them.
I think they like this game.
I think it's fun.
You do a theme now.
Ocean waves.
Key Largo.
Montego. Baby, why don't we go? Off the Florida Keys. You love the Florida Keys.
We'll get there fast and then we'll take a disease. That's where we wanna go.
Way down in
Mexico.
No, it's Kokomo, you fuckface. That song's all about set. It's just like afternoon delight.
All right, my turn for a theme.
Yeah, we can't keep doing this. Surely everybody's out. Everybody's off.
How is this not a show?
This is a show. We're doing the show. I've been saying we should be doing a podcast. And every time I say it, people are like, oh my God, do it.
I feel like those are you. Those are your Instagram profiles you've created.
No.
Oh.
If it makes you... We got to get back to the story. I was telling a great story.
Yep.
And you fucked me.
So you pay $1,200 for the suit.
I mean, there was more to the story that was funny. But it's, yeah.
Who are you trying to convince?
Myself.
Tell it. Tell it then.
So the lady... Get this, folks. Get that. You guys are going to shit at home. Where's my camera? Is this me? It's enough already with her. You're podcast cancer. Just put it on me.
I'm podcast cancer?
Yes.
Have you ever said that to anyone on a podcast before? Be honest.
No, I have not. What? So the lady, I wore a fucking t-shirt like an asshole. And she's like, you can't try in a suit with a t-shirt.
You have to have a bodysuit on. Probably. You have to have a leotard.
Just cut that. You're a leotard. So she said, you can't try it on with a t-shirt. So she's like, I'll get you a dress shirt. And I was like, perfect. Oldest trick in the book. She goes, I'll get you a dress shirt so you can try on the suit.
Yeah,
I said, fantastic. I appreciate
and
it.
And then you bleed on the shirt, so you have to buy it.
No, she's like, why would I bleed? I'm not a fucking chick. I don't just bleed, you fucking
dummies.
I don't know.
I thought maybe you had like a cut. That was stupid. I apologize. Anyway, she makes you put on a $300 shirt, so you got to pay for it because you got fucking pit stains in it, probably.
No. So I put on the shirt, try on the suit. The suit's magical. As you can see, it fits like a fucking $1 million, so yep. 60 bucks.
Yep.
And afterwards, I'm like, I'll buy the suit. I'll take it. Give it to me. I grease the guy. And she goes, well, you need a shirt. Obviously, it looks too good without the shirt. Throw that in there. Ring me up. He hands me the receipt. It's like it's like a Karen Fian trip to the store. She hands me the receipt. It's like $2,200. The shirt costs $270.
Wow,
$270.
That's a nice shirt though. That's a white collared shirt. How many nice white collared shirts do you have?
Five. but the point is, she could have gone over to fucking Uniqlo and got me a shirt.
Yeah, but she works off commission. The bigger your bill, the more.
Wait, it's your thought that I don't understand that? I know that.
Yep.
That's the point.
She's trying to squeeze you for every penny. She could tell you're a big shot.
Anyway, so then the lady, who's very sweet, she kept saying, you got to text me. So she's like, here's my cell phone number. You got to text me. Now, you shop high end. Yeah. Do you have this?
Well, they always will get my number somehow, like at the end, you got to fill it out and they'll text me.
That's what she did. Yeah. So
did she ask you about the Tonight Show?
Yes, I said I was doing the Tonight Show. I took my dick out. Yep. She was impressed.
Yeah.
And so she's like, why is it all warts and bruises and herpes outbreak? And I was like, don't worry about it, lady. I've lived. And then she was like, here's my cell. She's like, you got to text me so I have your cell. And I just kept not doing that because I feel that's inappropriate. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And then yesterday I got a text saying, good luck, Mr. List. We'll be watching. And I sent it to Michael Cox from the Tonight Show. I was like, is this someone in your team? And he's like, no, I don't know who that is. And I realized, I'm like, oh, it's this batshit lady. She looked up.
She found your number.
On the Bloomingdale's, because I'm a Bloomingdale's guy.
What was she a Paul Smith associate or Bloomingdale's?
Bloomingdale's, I think.
Yeah. Interesting. Because whenever I've gotten texts like that, I've been at the store like a Louis or a Gucci or a Prada.
Excuse me.
No offense to I love Bloomingdale's, but that's still like a department store. Like, I didn't know that they were doing that, but she must be a specific like men's retail. This is how she's making her money. She's probably a big seller.
Yes.
Did you have to
come to Michigan? Please. For God's sake.
Did you have to make an appointment?
No.
You just went in off the street. I want that suit.
Yes. I find you very amusing. I'm sorry. You know this. I just think you're a very funny person.
I just want to think of what it's like to be a man.
Yeah. Well, you can do this too. You can walk into
I have nowhere to go. Nobody's putting me on the Tonight Show. Nobody will.
Yeah, because you don't fucking send a tape, you dizzy fuck.
If you're dizzy. I'm so dizzy.
No, you can do the Tonight Show.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, you can. Nicole, don't you think? Don't you think Karen?
Yeah, of course.
Should do the Tonight Show.
Is the tape? Does the tape have to be clean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are your best?
Cole raises a good point.
What are your best clean jokes?
Do your 5 minutes. Come on.
Right now.
Yeah.
No, don't make me. They won't make me.
Do a couple minutes.
No, shut up. Come on.
I've been telling Karen she needs to.
I'll eat the brownie on camera right now.
I'll get it. I got Karen a brownie.
I don't want it.
I'll eat it.
No, it's what? I knew you were gonna do that. Do you know how much our microphones cost? $1,400, and these were tailored specifically to my mouth, which was an extra $60.
There you go.
God.
Oh, that's Nicole. A good guest. I am. Not only did I come and come early.
I mean, he always does.
I got a brownie. I brought a brownie, extra brownie. I had my brownie, brought an extra brownie, para tu.
Yeah, but you're averaging, correct me if I'm wrong, a brownie a day.
Why you got a fat shame? That's fucked up.
You're not fat. You
should said
tell the people,
you are skinny fat.
Tell the people how they can eat a brownie a day and not become obese.
Well, I work out a lot. I jump around. I'm hyperactive. I'm running. I have a good metabolism. I do a lot of push-ups. I do a lot of squats. And I've been taking these aerobic classes inspired by you.
Yeah. It's me and a bunch of chicks. I think you need more resistance, more like weightlifting. No? You are so resistant to any suggestions about physical stuff, but then you'll be like, you're so inspiring. But then when I say you should lift weights and you're like...
I do lift weights. I do mixed martial arts. I fucking...
That's not lifting weight. Mixed martial arts is not lifting weights.
I know. I'm just adding another thing I do. I do.
That's like saying I do anal and I'll do a gangbang too. It's like those are not one and the same.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know why you stopped to read your bio. That was pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty happy with that one.
Yep. You got to come to this class called Stronger. Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to go. Here's the show. I got an idea. I got a pitch. I go to your workout classes and you
dominate you, just embarrass you.
I mean, I would love to be dominated, but you come to my
jiu-jitsu?
No, am I, an asshole? I'm a married man. Yeah, yeah, you come. We do jiu-jitsu. We roll around on the fucking ground.
I wanted to roll around with maybe Diego, not you.
All right, I'll watch you and Diego roll. That sounds hot.
Why does that? What were you going to say?
You come to AA meetings with me.
I'll come.
Is this beautiful?
I'll come.
Is that good? I'm lifting the weights.
I'm not good at an AA meeting. I used to absolutely kill every time. I would be crying and people would be laughing.
Never happens. That's unbelievable.
I would be.
Oh my God.
Crying and killing.
So that way you grow spiritually and I grow physically. This is a show. Nicole, how do you feel about this?
Love it. When's the last time you went to a meeting?
We can't film an AA meeting. So king of content, stupid.
No, but you can. You'll feel the difference.
King of stupid ideas.
You'll feel the difference. You'll be wearing two socks. You'll have... Or zero is also cool. You'll be dressed better.
What's wrong with this outfit, Joe? You're always critiquing my wardrobe. I'm in my own home. This is my only obligation today. I went and did a sauna. I cleaned my whole house for you. I'm very happy to live in filth. I'm a Taurus. And you come over and you're like, you should do a special. You should get on the Tonight Show. You should put on clean clothes. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm sorry that I would like for you to succeed.
It's like I'm your like a hoarder friend that you're trying to help, that you're trying to inspire. I just have to do things on my own time, I think.
Life on life's terms.
I think when I try to like do things like and then I get like disappointed or any pushback, I do kind of like, then I'm like, fine, forget it. I quit. I hate it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. We're very similar, obviously.
Yeah, so maybe I should be more getting on top of you. Like, hey, Joe. Get me on the Tonight Show.
I'll try. I've been trying. For those at home, every 3 days, I'm like, all right, so what's the special? When are you doing a special? When are you getting the tape together?
You and Micah Fox, but you said you were going to ask Joe Rogan if I could film my special there. And what did he say?
He said, absolutely not.
So you
but
just,
I did
like,
try.
I didn't even know that was a setback in my future.
I didn't try. Well, because we were there and I was like, you should shoot here.
I didn't even choose that goal to get rejected from. You are handpicking things for me to get rejected from. Thank you.
And did I or did I not get you cast in a motion picture, a major motion picture, due to premiere this May in a movie theater in Hollywood, California?
A movie theater?
Yes.
I thought it was like a drive-in or something, like a projection screen type thing.
I hope it's
thing.
A drive-by and you fucking perish. Yes.
I don't think a bullet would hit me.
Why? Because you're so thin and I'm so fat. I'm skinny fat.
I would get out of the way. Let's talk about our filmmaking experience.
A week ago today.
Was it?
Yeah.
We're fucking moving and shaking. I'm going to Michigan too much.
Yeah, you absolutely. Yeah, we shot a film. Sam Rubinoff.
That's a great picture. Me, you, Keith Robinson. So funny in it. Joe's more like the straight man. But Keith Robinson is so funny, and I'm so funny.
I have some moments.
Just kidding.
I was killing on set, though.
No, you weren't. Everyone hated you because you were being a misogynist.
That's a great photo.
It is good. Who took that one?
I did.
Did you,
you
do
dummy.
A selfie like that?
Yes.
That's crazy how long your arms are that you got.
You think my arms are crazy long? You should see my story about how I bought my suit. Now that's long.
Have you not concluded it yet?
Not really.
Yeah, but look, I mean, good I look really cute.
You really do.
Yeah.
You really looked fantastic. Yeah. And look, and Laura on the makeup. Grab.
What do you mean? I did my own makeup.
No, my blood.
Oh, oh.
My bloody nose.
I was like, I did my own. Yeah, that's a good bloody nose.
Great photo. And
we were just joking how you and I joke, how people joke on set, and they did not.
Well, you said, no, I think they were right the first time. You and I joke on set.
Yeah.
Then you said people. People don't joke like that on set.
Oh.
They hated us.
Why?
I don't want to talk out of school here. I think the camera department disliked us aggressively.
I remember this is on this film that I made years ago, and I'm, you know, not in touch with these people anymore, but we had a female DP, and she was
double penetration.
Yeah. She was just rather woke and rather, you know, progressive and stuff. And she just did not think anything was funny at all.
Yeah.
Did you think our DP was similar to that or no?
I mean, I'm not here to. I don't want to. No, I don't know. I think they were very nice. But I do think most movie sets union are very probably professional, and we're in the midst of or the post Me Too movement and appropriateness and what's appropriate and HR.
What were some of the things you did that you think that offended them?
I think I would say things like, Karen, get your fat ass over here. I think I called you a cunt 2-3 times.
I think
probably.
I implied that you were a homosexual a few times.
Yeah, I think you called me. And then this is the thing, though, is I would openly just be like, Karen, you fucking idiot. Get over here. You suck. But you would do things like with your back to them. You'd be like, and you'd mouth horrible things. So nobody was seeing or hearing you do the thing.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, shut your mouth, you fucking asshole. So and then
it seemed one-sided.
The real, I think, topper was, well, then there's a scene where I'm sweeping up on the floor and you were standing over me and I was like, can we cut? I can smell Karen. And I kind of pointed at your vaginal area.
Vagina.
Yeah, I implied I could smell your...
Which is, I probably laughed. I probably was like, ha, 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 and they were like...
You also took out a pair of tongs and pretended to grab my dick.
I got in trouble for that.
With them, yeah.
I got in trouble for that.
And then I think the real, like, capper... was you were talking about how fucking good your body is. And I was like, let me punch you. And I just really punched you in the stomach. Like
yeah,
pretty
made
good.
A noise.
Like that hard. And they were like this.
What is he doing?
Oh my God.
You don't think you, when they said, so this is like at the end of the 13 hour day, when we have like 4 shots left to maybe everybody's tired. You know, everybody really needed to be focused. And it was the scene where, like, I was yelling. You think I had to, like, throw a coffee cup or do something. And all you have to do is, like, chase after me of, like, 2 lines. And Sam calls action. I'm going. I did my part. And then it's supposed to be Joe's part. And he's just taking pictures of the crew and the set. And everybody, like, look at me. I'm a movie star. And they're all looking at him like, go, bitch.
That was a bad version of a story, too. Sometimes I want
to
fucking
pee so bad.
Pee your pants. It'll be good.
So much.
It'll be good.
How many times have you peed your pants in public?
Never. I'm not a guy that ever pissed his pants drunk. As big of
I wasn't
a
drunk.
Fucking.
I was in a Kmart in Florida. I was like 16.
I say this all the time. And then everyone always writes to me. I'm always like, Karen Feehan is one of the funniest people I've ever met. And then I get like 50 people writing like
no,
you're full
she's
of
not.
Shit. She's not funny. You guys are having an affair. That's why you're saying this. I just think you're very funny. And nobody else does, which is unfortunate. But I do. Nicole, you think she's funny? Yeah. So this too.
I need more than two.
But
to fill up the House of Comedy in Detroit, Michigan.
Well, you can do a bringer.
Oh, I'll bring you. Just buy tickets and you're mine.
But
just say you're with me. Buy tickets and say Karen brought me.
Literally. I mean, you already said the story, but I just want to really hammer it home. We're at like the 13th hour of filming. We have to wrap up. Karen goes running, does a full scene, screaming. For whatever reason, I just thought I wasn't in the scene. And I just took this opportunity to take photos. Karen throws a coffee. She's like, fuck you! And throws a coffee in it, nails it, perfect take. There's a long pause. I feel like everyone looking at me, and I'm like a dad at Disney. I'm like, taking photos, and they're like, are you going to be in the scene or no? And I'm like, I'm sorry. And, but then also tell them about you just going full Brian Regan at the end of the fucking.
Oh, what? When I improvised?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want to give away too much about our film.
No, don't give away too much.
Anyway, there was.
Oh, is that from my lip?
Yeah, your chocolate brownie looks like you fucking.
Oh, that's horrible. Am I covered in like.
Yeah, but you usually are. I was like, oh, there's shitty mouth Joe again. So I'm going. I was having fun. Here's my thing. I thought we were going to get a few more wild takes like throughout the day, throughout the scenes. Like there was a lot of pressure because the blocking was specific and there was focus and the camera people always have to have like wide and this, that. We didn't have a lot of like, this one's for fun. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I decided to take it on myself to have one for fun.
In the 13th hour of filming, when we had to leave and I had a spot, I had to cancel a spot. I get spots. I get booked because I do television.
Fucking spots on my liver.
Yeah, you have spots on your fucking
face and your fucking butthole.
Your fucking whore. But
in my defense, I thought they might use this.
Yeah, you did think that.
My character was trying to put some anti-inflammatory, like cold things on Joe's face.
I had a bloody nose.
And, you know, sometimes it was peas or whatever. And like one time I was like, here, just put your head in here. And I tried to put his head
in
the fridge. She just
grabbed my head and stuck it in the fridge. But you were doing like, what? What happened?
No, I wasn't.
What happened? No, you did. There's going to be an outtake thing. And you're like, huh? Should we go boo? No. And then you took my head and just jammed it in the fridge.
I sometimes when I receive a directing note.
Like, yeah.
I have to take it to the extreme so that I can tame it back down to grounded in reality.
Right.
That's my process.
That's fair.
I don't know about you. I try to paint with all the colors of the wind.
The wind? Colors of the wind?
What would you have said? What?
Rainbow?
Oh.
I don't know, something with colors.
Colors of the Wind is a song from Pocahontas.
I'm not familiar. I'm an adult.
Paint with all
the colors of the wind.
I want to move my to the blue.
The wind.
Wait, no, let me do it.
Red, white, and blue.
No. Do you ever hear the wolf cry to the blue corn
frontier?
Moon? Or ask the hidden bobcat why he grins? Can you paint with all the voices of the mountains? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Paint.
Come run the hidden pine trails
of the forest.
Wait, scan down, you fuckface. Come. Sorry, we don't have that rapport. I'm sorry.
Tiny little Nicole.
Come taste the sun's sweet berries of the earth. Nicole, I'm sorry I called you fuckface.
Unreal.
I thought I was talking to this fucking moron.
Come roll in all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what they're worth. You're not singing even close to the melody. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers.
The heron
and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends.
Song sucks.
How
we're doing the whole thing.
High does a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. Or whether we are white or copper skin. Racist.
White is better.
To sing with all the voices of the mountain. Paint with all the colors of the fucking wind. And that's all I was trying to say.
Did you just fall?
Yeah.
Are you hurt?
No. I keep replaying it. It's very funny to me. And I have to pee like really bad. I'm scared I'm going to pee my pants.
What are you replaying?
Not fall.
Oh, yeah, it was embarrassing. That was by Alan Menken and Stephen Lawrence Schwartz, if I'm not mistaken.
The Disney tune?
Yeah. Anyways, the movie was fun and
perfect
funny.
Casting, excellent acting.
I thought you were great. And the director did not want you in the film, but I pushed. And originally you had no lines.
Right.
And we really brought the heat.
Yeah.
Made it
and
happen.
The table read, I think I really brought her to life. And then he was like, all right, we'll give you some lines.
Yeah. And a lot of changes. And it's gonna premiere at the Netflix Is a Joke Festival.
Who? And is it just our movie? Are there other movies?
There's going to be other movies. And I'm making another one that I just wrote that you're going to be in also. You and Katie Hannigan and Matt Wayne.
That's going to be in
Sarah,
it too?
Of course. Well, I'm going to submit that. We'll see. Sam's like industry. I got to submit this thing. You better bring the heat.
I will. I just wanted to talk about the other thing I can't talk about.
What thing?
That I'm in love.
You can talk about being in love. Talk about being in love. You said it on your other podcast, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
I've just like, sometimes it's just nice to have somebody that you're just in love with and you think about all the time and you want to FaceTime with at night and you don't like, you're not like out there searching for like hookups and stuff. It's just like, I think about like the times where I would be like, oh, kind of lonely. Like, I guess I'll hook up with somebody, you know? Not without a real.
I don't really know.
Without a real connection, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you found your person years ago. You know, you've been connected.
Yes.
I have connections and then they get lost. But this one's really good.
That's great. I'm happy for you.
He's really handsome and I'm really attracted to him. And he's the first guy who's given me an orgasm.
That's beautiful. And can we add, this is somebody I've known for almost 20 years.
You can add whatever you want.
I mean, I think I've known him for 20 years.
Yep.
How about that? And by the way,
did you know he was going to give me an orgasm?
I did, yes. You would not have met this person if not for who?
You.
Is that unbelievable?
So
Nicole, is that unbelievable?
So you get to take credit for my love?
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. I fucking match made it, baby.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show me.
I mean, I did that.
Shot through the heart and you're to blame, darling.
You give love a bad name. You played your part and you played a game. You gave love a bad mayonnaise.
Let's do more songs.
You swallow his mayonnaise.
No.
That was good.
Yeah, but let's do other songs.
What about speaking words of wisdom
letter B.
The letter B. The letter B. Dude, I fucking reference that all the time.
Letter B.
That's really interesting.
That was like my
brother's
song.
Nobody remembers that.
Letter B?
I talk about this all the time.
The letter
B. The letter B. That's really interesting. Do you remember the term loomster?
No.
Fuck you, you fucking asshole.
I was in. You were all, everything was fine until I didn't know loomster. Maybe my brother does. Is it a boy thing?
No, it's the longest French fry in the bunch.
That's not what it's called.
They call it Google Loomster right now.
I feel like it would be
McDonald's
used.
Loomster. Look at that fucking Loomster. That looks like my cock.
Don't you?
Looks like my fucking cock all ribbed
skinny
up.
Skinny and wrinkled. I wanted to do more songs.
We should film you guys doing legit karaoke somewhere.
Yeah.
You know that I talk about this often. I got laid more singing karaoke than comedy.
Yeah.
What was your go-to song?
I had a few. I sang Born to Run on the 4th of July. I've told the story many times. This woman came up to me afterwards and she was like, I don't care what you're saying. I'm coming home with you. And her name was Joey. And that was something. And then I had another woman do similar. I sang, I guess that's why they call it
the blues.
Because time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing
what about
like
this song?
Children.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance and it don't walk.
I don't know that one. I know.
As long as I can be with you, me.
I know.
I'd much rather
come
be.
Come on, listen to the money talk.
Come on,
listen for the money.
What about this one? Be my little baby.
Just like Ronnie said, is this a podcast? We got to fucking say things. I got to leave. So I got to go do We Might Be Drunk. I got to cut it short because Nicole just fucking didn't do anything. She was over there
You can't speak to her like that. Stop it.
I know.
You're supposed
I'm sorry,
to be
Nicole.
The male feminist of our generation.
That's what I am.
Stop calling little Nicole a fuckhead.
Don't you think this is real feminism? Is I'm
calling
talking like
us
this,
fuckheads?
Treating women and men equally.
I've never heard you call a guy friend fuckhead.
Yes.
Yeah, call Louis J. Gomez a fuckhead.
I've called Louis Jomez. I've called him things like that.
You should call him Louis Jomez. Make his name your name.
I've called him all the time. Do you ever watch The Regs? By the way, I was for you coming on The
You're
Regs.
You're the only
but no
one.
Else, no, nobody likes you.
That's fucked up because I thought Soder and Bobby would have my back a little. I understand coming from like Louis. He's fucking Puerto Rican. I don't like his people.
I mean, this is just, I can't.
Put this out. You think cut that
this is
going
to be 12 minutes
thing?
Long. We're going to have to edit all this. No, I mean, I think you should come on. You know what I think would be funny? I thought about this too, is next time there's a Regs, is she kept making that face throughout the filming too, which looks like Fire Marshal Bill before every take. And literally we're like running out of film. The movie's over budget and should just be doing that shit.
And for the kissing, like on film shoots, sometimes like one character, like they're not even really in it. They're just there for the sight line. So Joe would have to be like leaning in for the kiss. And I'd be like,
it was horrible.
You kissed?
We kiss a lot.
Can you talk about that?
I mean, people are gonna, there's already emails being like, these two, what the fuck?
They kept having to fly in new pants for me. They were like, wet spot on Fian again. And they'd have to fly in new pants.
I didn't write the fucking script, all right?
I wrote myself a script for fucking antidepressants.
Valtrex. But seriously, you have
that would have been better.
Mild herpes. No, I'm better. Yeah. Antidepressants is funny, though. It is funny that you now need medical assistance for depression.
To get out of bed.
Because we kissed three times.
Oh, my God. It's like the crying game.
Yeah. No, I mean, people, they're going to have a field day. Every day, people are like, what's the, people write. I didn't ask me anything. And like seven different questions were like, what's going on with you?
With you and they think they know.
They think they know. They don't know.
All right, Joe. Thanks. I'm going to be.
What is wrong with you?
All right, Joe. Thanks for visiting us here at OnlyFans. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I thought you were going to fart in the microphone and I would have just.
I don't have them. I don't understand how Mark has so many ready to go. He's like, has like a valve. Do you have one in the tank right now? Could you fart if.
No.
Gun to your head.
No, that reminds me of the Patrice O'Neill joke. You know the Patrice O'Neill joke? One of the best jokes ever. Where he's like, if someone, I can't spell banana. He's like, if someone had a gun to my mother's head and they're like, spell banana, I would be like, first of all,
yeah, wait, I
mom,
know.
Look at me. I love you. Yeah. He goes, banana. He's like, I know there's like 40 N's. Banana. How good is that? How fucking funny is that guy? I gotta go. Karen.
Hold on. Let me get your money.
Oh, if you farted right, that would have been a great time. What money? What are you talking about? What is going on here? Is this a joke? What are you?
All singles.
What were you fucking working at the titty bar last night? I'm taking this money because it's only funny if I take it.
I thought I had a 50 seven, over there,
eight,
but I
nine,
think
10,
I.
10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17 bucks.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the house cost $3,800.
Yeah. But I made a bunch of porn in there that made me.
Did you really?
At least $3,800.
In the teepee?
Yeah. You think I was just going to let that teepee go to waste?
What did you do? Did you have like a little feather?
I put my pussy in the teepee.
Did you have like a feather? And
yeah,
do like
I was
a
like,
thing
woo,
with...
the colors of the wind. And then I queefed a rainbow.
That was really funny. We had the house and I was giving Karen the nickel tour. And I was like, this is your room. How good is this? This is a teepee. And you're like, all right, I'm going to make porn in there. And then I had to earmuff. Oh, bleep his name. Which, by the way, you already went on. You're the first one. You went on fucking Jim and Sam. Just yapped it up.
Did I?
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to make you feel bad.
I feel awful.
Yeah. You were like, oh, yeah, this, good, blah, 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 blah. And like 50 people emailed me like, just a heads up. Karen just fucking said your baby's name all over. And then Sarah's like, did you say anything? And I was like, I don't want to make her feel bad. She's already.
I feel terrible. So you waited to tell me months later on my podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Now you fucked us. And it like goes out live. It wasn't even like a podcast. So it's just already out there. It's fine. Whatever. You don't love my son. No, you've been the sweetest. You gave him really nice clothes. I was looking through photos the other day.
Why don't
and,
you just change his name?
Why don't you change your attitude and your face and outfit?
Let's change his name. Let's call him Karen. Karen List.
I gotta go. Whoa.
I know. I just like that. And then
could you clip that and just send it to me?
That's gonna feed the fucking fire too.
I gotta go. We Might Be Drunk, a real podcast.
That's probably gonna get you a lot more attention than this one.
No.
What do you do when They Might Be Drunk? Because you're definitely not drunk.
No, because I go to meetings that you should come to.
Well, I'm not drunk either.
No, you're not. But
I feel like I have to lift weights.
You can do both.
I don't think there's enough time for me to, in a day,
that's how
lift
I feel.
Weights, go to meetings, and walk my dog.
That's how I feel. And I have a baby.
You, I think, put meetings before working out.
Yeah, of course.
I would struggle to do that. I would have to work. Like, a meeting to me would feel like a little, like, extra. Like, a little indulgent. Hmm. It's necessary as it might be.
It's not necessary. You're doing great.
I'm doing all right. All right. Thank you for listening. Joelis, everybody, are you okay? Can I end the podcast now and not insult your fucking ego?
May 2nd, I will be at the Regent Theater in Los Angeles with one Karen Feehan.
Yeah, but Luke Moniz is doing like more time than me.
No, and Sarah too. Everyone's going to do 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
You guys all do 10.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you guys will all do 10.
You made me feel like Luke was doing like a lot.
No, Luke got bumped down. He was because I wanted to have you and Sarah there.
Oh, great.
And then we're going to do the premiere on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. And then we're doing a live Tuesdays. We should do the live Tuesdays too. I got to talk to Mark. He hates you, but I'll get you.
You already said that to me, and you said you were working on him about it. Did you bring it up yet?
I haven't yet, because we have a live one tonight. We did that one first.
Should I come tonight?
Come by.
All right.
Norton and Bobby will be there.
Those are my guys.
Yeah. Karen, I love you. Thanks for having me.
I love you, too. Thanks for doing the podcast. Tonight's show. Check it out.
Nicole, I feel like I like you very much.
And I'm sorry for calling you a fuckhead.
I'm sorry for calling you a fuckhead.
It's a little too intimate for me.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Oh, you're like worse than her, you think?
In what way?
Like, don't say you like me or touch
yeah,
me.
Yeah, not a fan.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Wow, are you Irish also? Wow, you're not from New England, are you?
I'm from upstate New York.
Close enough. All right. Well, you need help. Cold open. The cold open. All right, thank you. I appreciate you. On the ground, getting laughs at the start. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only, only, it's only feet hands.